We'll try to go duch. Ale aloches most of the aloches if dalet minim. Ich sag noch einmal, zwei Sachen, before we start. Sido Sachen Haloche, Sido Chumres, Sido Briske Chumres, and I want to clear duch, mit der Wissen, was ist a Chumre, was ist a Hidur, was ist a Knetsch. Verkehr, I want, in the small time that we have, a Stickel to get duch, als, was different people are looking, in Lulorim, in Arba Minim, and to try to cover, ich sage noch einmal, Chas v'Sholem, jeder Kehila und Klal Yisrael hat Minhagim, and, you know, we have a Derech HaLimud, amor, we ask and we answer, Chas v'Sholem, you know, Ale Kdoishim, Kulam Ahuvim, Kulam Brurim, aber, you know, jeder Ehen auf Lamed Asugi, also ich besikum Teich zu ihm. Mehebt sich von Esrek. So the first Psul in Esrek is Choser. Esrog a choser posul. If the esrog is choser, it's posul. Shenemar velokachtem lochem, therefore when a lekicho tamo, a ganze lekiche, a ganze esrog, thought epis in the esrog, nishken esrog, nishken lekiche tamo. It's machlekes rishonim, l'maisa, we paskin, esrog that is choser mashehu, is posul. Now, jeder Sach that is learned out from Lekicho Tamo is only possible in the first day of Sukkot. To Bnei Chutzlar, it's the first 2 days. Einachanami, the second day Yontef, is Epis Apori Shoyim that Ashtikel Mumekel, so in the Mishnah Berurah is no difference. Will be a difference, after we'll see when we're holding the Spitzlach of the Chumras, to Metzaref, in the second day, this year, the ganze Matzev is only a second day. Let me hope we'll be some Mikdash, we'll be on the first day. But the second day is like the first day. Lemaisa, we have to be makbid. But the other, if someone got stuck in an island with the Esrik Choser, the Mishnah Berurah says, even the first day, to shake on a broche. Even the second day. But that's the halacha. Afilu mashu. B'shar yomim, Choser is kosher. Aber mit der Wissen, Repesach 2 Frank, ein Sefer Mikroi Koidesh, in der Meister, wir fahren zu Meiri, Mefurische Meiri, als Hodor, also wie man sucht, als Schöne Esrek, ist ein Hodor, not to be Choser, afilu Maschu. So not only for the first day, even for the 7 days, mit dem Hodor, ist ein Chumre, that the Esrek will not be Choser, afilu Maschu. So noch, on the first day, Choser Maschu is possible. And the 7 days, it's a Hidur, it's a Mehadrin, not to be Choser afilu Mashu. It's a Mehadrin. But it's not a Me'akev. Now, it's a Aloche in Shulchan Aruch, Niklaf Kosher. If it's peeled, it's kosher. Now, what's the case, Niklaf Kosher? So if you take an Esreg and you cut it, open the two, you see, inside is like pits, there's like a white, very strong white, schwacher white, then it gets like greenish, then it gets shiny green. Now, the shiny is, what is niklaf that is kosher? The Chofetz Chaim in Mishneh Berurah, Chofetz Chaim in Mishneh Berurah learns, niklaf means, kol zman, you see green, even if you see the greenish, come inside, come inside. Cause man you see the greenish, the Mishneh Berurah learned that it's niklaf, that it's kosher. The machmirim, a machmir, if the whole shiny green went off already, and you see even that other kind of green, it's already possible. So the shiny is, what is the shiur of niklaf? So be'etzem, this is very hard to tell Bochrim what is the shiur. Just a lot of time you go to a place, chosar. You go, Abbasach ba'amiratzim, dreitzach in the street, chosar. You have to know, not every zach is chosar. Chosar is possible b'mashu. So, I'm saying, the shir of niklaf, it's very hard to paskim yourself, and this you have to ask a shayla. See, the locha zach, a kvetch. What is a kvetch? A kvetch meant the same proportion of niklaf, but now that it was peeled off, Moshe, you take your nail and give a squeeze, a kvetch. What happened, the peel squeezes into the esrog. You see it, it looks like niklaf. But be'etzem, the esrog is not missing nothing. The mumchim say, oh, this is not a kvetch. This is kosher lekatchile. Amol, the kvetch is on the top part of the esrog, and it starts to get brown or black, then it could be a chshash from a shinui mare. It's kedai to ask a shayla. But I just want to say the klor is achma, we could check ourselves. So nochamo. Esrog that is chosar, someone went in with a needle, epis is chosar, is posel. Afilu b'mashu, b'yom harishon, lekatchila b'shara yomim, lekatchila, and the evidence kosher. Niklaf is kosher, we don't know what is the shiur of niklaf. If it's mamish, you see a mashu shebe mashu, it's kedai to go to a meroi roe, bederech klal, it's kosher. If already the shiny part is for sure off, you go into the green, then mishnebu is machshir, but under a pasul. But again, if it's a kvetch, and it's a lighter kvetch, it's like only the beginning of the skin was squeezed inside, those taste like kvetch, and if there's no shinui mare, the esrog is kosher. Again, more from that, if the shinui mare, if the kvetch, is in the bottom part of the esrog, it's also okay. Now, the Moshe Rabbocha takes the esrog, he sees it's a nice esrog, and he was holding it in a mistake, it got like a bump. He knows clearly what happened. It got a kvetch. And after 2 days, it gets black. If the kvetch is in the bottom part of the esrog, it's right okay. Because shinui mare only passes in the top of the esrog. This is the first part. Chosar, niklaf, kvetch, one zach. Let me get to the zweite zach. This I had 2 years ago, big machlekes. Is a din to take esrog hodol, asheine esrog. What takes the asheine esrog? The Moshe by the chsidim, mizot agartl is gone shein. The litvashe thing, two bumps, bichlal nishkin shein. Lefi what you kaveh, what is shein? I had a mice, it was Erev Sukkos 2 years ago in my house. Chob HaChabo, my Namol Gilad in Yeshiva, Hind is in some diamonds and jewelry, go Matzliach. So it's a favor, Chob Golish from them. Well, I buy him a Esrogim every year. He comes off the plane like 2 hours before Yontef, he knocks on the door, Avuz my Esrog. So I take out two. These are the two, you could choose one of these two. Alem Teyna, Shvach. That's his shame. I told him, you could take what you want, but I'm telling you, grab it, the first one is nicer. Like to me, Herzachai. Learn, after best from me. Jewelry, I know better from you. This is my business. I will tell you what is pretty. You can tell me what is aloha. Don't you come and dub for my play to tell you, teach me what is nice. If you don't teach me what is nice, I can't sell jewelry anymore. I told him, Herzachai, ich bin am Eben, es soll ihm besser von dir. Ich sag dir, das ist schöner. So he told me, maybe, you know what? Maybe you're right in Esrogim. When I buy pictures to my house, I don't come to ask you what is nice. I bang an Esrog, I want to make Hashem what I think is nice. So I told him, Lomi Klingim, Reb Nisim Karelitz. I called Reb Nisim 2 hours before Yontif. I told him, Chob Da Balabotim, Shailu Negev for Der Yontif. Lefi Vosis Hodo. That's enough, give me an emotion. I, emotional, think that a skinny Esrog has that with a big nose is nice. Personally, taste. Most Balabatim thinkers are feste esrog. What is kiveh, what is hodol? You have to go to the Rav and ask him, what is hodol eichet? I don't know. I think this is nice. Fartik. So Reb Nisim Karelitz, I call him Sri Anke Fischer, Rav Neuvel, all of them told me, a person decides for himself. Rav Moshe Sternbuch told me, Chas v'sholem, pri eitz hodol. So if zayin hodol bechefze. Jeder bei der Boss versorgen, dass Boss ist schön. Chaim Kreisel told me, er kann nicht machriert sein. der Meir Shmulevitz geteinet, als sie da, ich weiß nicht, Mamesh Bekzor, sie da, ein Pashas Kiseitze, das Aloche, Kiseitze, der Milchoma, Alivecho, der Roiso, Bashivio, Eishis, der Fastoyer, der Choshaktobo. So, der Dini Fastoyer, als mir Zeta, der Fastoyer, das ist klar. Sagt der Medrash, als ein Mensch Zeta, Keuro, אפילו אז אביל, מתאום נשת. זה לא חצה תדעו אביירס בשעס מלחומה. זה לא חדים מפסטויה. זה לא גמור, מה עם כאורו? זה איזה פרק דמדרש. זה גמור, כאורו, סמוס נאט נייס. זה לא דמדרש מחלקס. אין מן דה אומר זאת, יפתויה בעינוב. אבי פרסן דסייג בו לזה יפתויה. זה לא דצווי תנאיס, שתי תפתויה. יפתויה, we have to pass כמו זה יפתויה. זה ארגי דזור, זה תורים דזור במחלקס. מכן מחלק הסך. Aber jetzt halt echt weiter halt das so. Na, aber ich will sagen, and this will be nagea, the poor Sachen that I want to tell you in a minute, that maybe in a lot of mitzvahs could be, okay, I said the names of the poiskim, ich kann nicht heilig sein, aber lechure, avada here, the balabos can't tell us what is nice. And zekei v'anveyu maybe, if you think that a Torah is nice, go with a Torah without a Torah. If you think a Torah is dumb, then forget it. So don't worry. Everyone decides what is nice for him. Yeah. In Esreg, is a thesis in the beginning of Sukkah, in Perek Lulav HaGozel, the Aloch is Priyetz Hodor. Hodor is Me'akev. Frek thesis of Rashi, why Hidur Mitzvah is Me'akev? If you learn Hidur Esreg, Mizeh Keli Ve'anveyu, why Zeh Keli Ve'anveyu is Me'akev? Zogt Teisus Esreg, we know learn from Zeh Keli Ve'anveyu. The Moker from Hodor and Esreg is pre-Eitz Hodor. This is the reason in Esreg, so Azei Fil Chumres to Machmir, to look for a good Esreg, but Bechavtsev, the Mitzvah is pre-Eitz Hodor. So I'm saying, Zeh Keli Ve'anveyu could be a person who is right, he buys the jewelry, he decides for himself what is pretty. Aber in pre-Eitz Hodor, Bechavtsev from the Prid of Zayin, pre-Eitz Hodor. The Chefze von der Prid auf seiner Priets Hodor. Und weil der Chefze von der Prid auf seiner Priets Hodor, so wie Meli, for sure you have to be Koiveya mit Zad Atzmo, wie was heißt der Priets Hodor. Ne Minute.
What?
No, in that Chelik is also Din Shlish. Le Goyim is a Kelly Van Veyu. You have that Chelik also here. Irgi hat von Reb Shlomo Zalman Huske, wer ich weiß nicht. Ich weiß nicht. Pashas, der ist Reugen. People are made in this Reugen. Also wie in Jewelry, the people that understand in Jewelry, kann wer? Der ist Reugen. People decide, what is nice in this Reugen? What? Das ist scheinbar, ich rede nicht daran. Das ist ein paar Munche, das ist ein Frey. Reb Shlomo Zalman Auerbach gepasst, wenn er größer Machleik ist, in Kulteira Yeshiva, ich gedenke, man ist der ganze Yeshiva gerascht. A person has two esrogim. A nicer esrog and a schwachere esrog. What esrog he gives to his father and what esrog he takes to himself. So, Rav Shlomo Zalman Auerbach gepasken, the nicer esrog to yourself and the schwacher one to your father. And if you do fakir, du bist apikoyres. As that, you can also close the gemara and go home to visit. Make your parents happy. The Torah says, you want to learn. You want to do mitzvahs. We don't do kibud av al-cheshbon for mitzvahs. Maybe sell your tefillin, buy poshter tefillin, buy your parents a present. Also a shiny idea. Das versteht das nicht. Kibud av der reise, says, sell your tefillin. Kibud av der reise. Torah says, that machen mitzvahs. For sure, he said, bochrim, that the father gives the money for both, avadim, and I've given the share to the tate. Okay, ich denke, der Tat ist Gold. Das ist okay für sich. Aber man hat Menschen, das haben Geld allein. What? Aber ich schon sagen und sagen, das ist ja, dass eine Woche in Gemeinde gesagt, ich will mich haben sein, mein Tat. I'll give the nice one to my father, and I will stand near davening, near him, and I will go to shake his blood. Ich habe ein bisschen gekommen. Aber das will ich nicht. Das kibbutav, ja. As you could stand near your father and say to a younger and make a shake your father's lulav. But you have to give the nice one to yourself, the schwache to your father. If you don't want, So give the nice one to your father and go to daven near him and shake his lulav. So this zacher she gezogt yoron and yoron, I say it over every time b'shem b'shem zalman. Nicht alle maskim mit dem, aber azir b'shem zalman gezogt mir, klo. So ging klingen mir a yid von Amerika. Was 3 years ago, 4 years ago. Dut gezogt azir azir b'shem b'shem zalman? So die? Ich will fragen a shayl. He lives in Lakewood. Gvirish a yid. I never met him. I met him years later after it. Gvirish a yid. He told me in Lakewood, where he lives, I don't know. They sell chalas to Shabbos. It's a bakery that don't make the chalas for Shabbos. It's two kinds of chalas, he says. It's square chalas and gefleuchte chalas. Now the square, they make it inside of like tins. So I stick in more oil, so it's a mer gishmak. So that's the best, that's the best. So every Shabbos he goes with his car, stuck as it, and he buys 5-6 chalas. One Friday he goes to the store, he buys 4-5-5-6 chalas, he puts them in his back, in the car. Second after it comes to in Geman, I could buy 2 square chalas. It's like the, I'm sorry, we ran out of them, we only have the gefleuchte. It's like, yeah, mechkenish kumen ahem, my wife warned me before the gates of yeshiva, go by. And I said, I'll go later. For kumen ahem, zayish ken shlem bayis, azam achleikis, chbeis nishmas tatam. It's like the baker, I'm sorry, we ran out of them. So again, don't cry. Here, take the keys, go to my car, take 3 chalas, put me the gefleichte instead. I'm already married 20 years, I will manage. I'm saying word by word the telephone, what are you kriegen? The Seder, Yaron changes the chalas, great ahem, told me, I come to Shabbos, I put on Shabbos table, I have one square chala, one gefleuchte. Frag ich my kinder, kinderlach, avos zu machen am moitzi? Av de zise chala, it's a geschmacker, oder av de gefleuchte chala, that we made a zise mitzvah. One is more zekeri than veil, avos zu machen am moitzi? Told me, I came to Eretz Yisrael that week. I went into Reb Chaim Kanievsky and Reb Steinman, and I asked them, on welche chala I had to make a moitzi. So Reb Steinman and Reb Chaim Kanievsky told him, avada in the sweet chala. Was gemacht a mitzvah, it doesn't make the chala sweeter. Reb Nissim Karelitz told him even more, the mitzvah you made is the chala that you gave him. Nicht in this chala. So he told me, so I have a kasha to ask them and to ask you. So I was the Meise, I know Zogar of the Rebbe Reb Zusha, of the Rebbe, I said, I heard that I must make the Meise. I said, I must make the Meise. As I given a mall, a Rebbe, I think it's the Rebbe Reb Zusha, and er gehad, you know, every year, the Gabi would take off the Pishten, and we machen as a broch of the Esrik. One year, he comes to Shul, and I'm to raise the Esrik, the Gabi named off the Pishten, and the Rebbe stops. Was is? In der Stadt is given a Yid, a Litvische. Every year he would spend 200 ruble to buy a Esrig. The chance the Esrig in Stadt. One year is in the way to the Seicher, you know, the Seicher keeps in the Shen, the Esrig. The ganze Stadt came to bench by him after it. And Kum Dalton, in the way he hears crying from my house. What's that? I get a rein, is that a almone, mit kinder, and ishto essen zu yontef, there's nothing more to eat. He gives her the 200 rubles. Yenim zazei zufrieden. The kids are, bleibt on geld, a popi aster, a pop pumpkikas. Tell, he goes to the story, tells, listen, this year, kids are, they find him as a green little asterisk, because as a shir. Kids are, he's embarrassed to go to shul, the hilah will come it. Say, I get down by the chassidim. He goes to the corner there on the side, and he's standing there covering his asterisk, putting the ties off the cup, kailav nishmisa, that's a rep. And kids are, the Rebbe Reb Zusha waits, and he stands, and the Rebbe says, nay. Ich kann nicht machen eine Brüche. Sie da Esrigen bei Smedres, das schmeckt von Gan Eden. And the Rebbe starts to go back and forth, bis der Rebbe stops near his place, and er macht eine Brüche auf jenem Esrig. Frag mir jenem, ich sag noch einmal, a Volker, der Regat, Erev Yontef. I said, ich schuhe, ich sage, mit Schuhe, Erev Yontef, der Jüdige klingen. No, ich halamo jetzt zuke, ich schuhe, ich halamo jetzt. Und er sagt, ich verstehe nicht. Wir setzen ein, was der Pschat in der Rebbe? The Torah says, das schmeckt Gan Eden. So first I don't understand. Give the father the nicer Esrig. Deine Esrig, was schmecken Gan Eden? So Hamshem Zalman says, take the nice one to yourself. Und zweitens, Harry Brian Kanievsky, alle gepasken zu mir, to make a mitzvah and a sweet one. I was sure I have to make, and this is what I did, a mitzvah and the one that I did a mitzvah. So, the Rebbe is talking about Merkavonis, again, he's trying to me Yashiv. But be a say that volume, he's wrong, this person. Because even if you be right, as you do a zonche in Yonim, these in Yonim are good for the ganze Yom. And Priyetz Hodor darf sein Bechefze Priyetz Hodor. Even if he's right, ich weiß, an Talesim, an Zach, Efshar, the Indian, and Esrog, the Hodor von Esrog is not stand to make a Kodesh Baruch Hu happy and I'm a better Yid. The more Hodor is more Esrog. The Chefze von Esrog darf sein more Hodor. Das ist die Dina Hodor in Esrog. So, Avadim darf nehmen a besser Esrog. Er weiß, dass wir können fragen, sie doch aus dem Seifer. Und das ist einmal ihr Dier. Ein Esrig, und das ist ein Loch, ist zwei Sachen. Ein Esrig, that gets brown spots. A lot of times in the middle of Sukkot, you get brown spots on the Esrig. From touching the Esrig a lot, it starts to get brownish. So if it happens before Sukkot, the Esrig is post-possel. Sie heißt Esrig am Numor Possel. Ein Esrig, that has brown spots, is Esrig am Numor Possel. As another halach, a lot of machmir and machmir, I saw mamish, a big part of the Tamil Racham, and basically the chumre, but I got from Gdolei Roy, mamish psul, if the esrog is green, yellow, it's posul. It's menuma. Sometimes it's nice, it's like light green and yellow, that's a shame. But sometimes don't mamish, that green, and it's yellow strong, then again green, that is menuma. You see, mamish is sroging psul, and people come to shul, if you're a lot of rabbonim, broches levatol at least 20%. You have to be marked on it. If it's mamish big shinuyim, green, yellow, green, esrog am enumer posul. That's in the halacha. Bekomakim zoyte chasm sefer, in the middle of Sukkot, if your esrog became brown, it's a besedor, it's kosher. Faker, ze came even veyu. Why it became brown? Because you're using it for the mitzvah. זה כן יבן ואיו. אדרבה ואדרבה. צעסך בסר. סוף רגע קשה, היי קצה צעסך בסר, וואי צעסך בסר, because you use the אסריק for a mitzvah, so it's nice that you use this אסריק for a mitzvah. But we said now, מח נשתה סוד I used it for a mitzvah. It's not a pretty אסריק. But it's posh that it's different. Here, in this esrog, we see that people use them for a mitzvah. So the esrog shibboleth is nicer. Al Masmerit, Mr. Merklo, is a famous maaseh in the Chazanish that a yid had chon poured on his hat in a mistake. So he took off his hat and he was walking without a hat in Shabbos. Chazanish gizel a yid on a hat in Shabbos. He fragged him, Shabbos geist on a kapeluch. I'm shugging up. Zogged him, Chazanish, no, posh, chon was poured on my hat. He gave me that chon. So the Chazanish, you know, where covered Shabbos would be if you would go with a chump on your hat in Shabbos, and you're not cleaning it. Again, don't push it. Because the covered Shabbos is, v'chibatoi me'aseis maloche. If you're rising, not because you kept the mitzvah and you didn't peel off the chump, it's covered. But this is the covered Shabbos. This is the covered Shabbos. But the mayor, Dr. Chasim Sefer HaChidush, that this is covered from Esrog. If it happened during Sukkot, that became brownish, מחמת מישמוש הידיים, זהו כבודי של האסרג, ונדוס איז הודור אין אסרג. כפי נוח אין זך צמו אירו זיין, פעם מגיד ויתר צו פרוטים, I saw a lot of people נכשל in it, I was מסער by myself the first year. גלייך נוח מן חסנה, איך גבל in England, and איך גקייף האסרג, איך גאים גקייף in האסרג, איך גזען, but the best האסרג איך will קייפן. Kost mich, weiß, 100 Pfund. Kids, no one came to shake my ass like that. After 3-4 days, in the middle of Sukkot, it became brown. Nicht gewinnen, nicht mit seinen Daim. Weißt du, people played before with it, and mit der Zeit. Side to side, I'm going back to the person, 100 pounds, to get a stück bessere ass. Ass after 4 days becomes brown. So, ich gehe gar nicht. Ich gehe nicht, mit Tornisch gehen. Why? The first 3 days I use this esrog. If I'm going now to claim mekachtoes, is misbarer that the esrog was never mine. If the esrog was never mine, so maybe the first day gimach ta brocha levatola. So what is that? What is the difference if I go or if I don't go? The Besalevi zokt is two kinds of mekachtoes. A person buys a table, he orders a table, and comes a chair to the house. Even if he wants the chair, he never bought the chair. So this is mekachtoes bechefze. Kelev v'nimtzo chatul. Chamor v'nimtzo por. As another mekachtoes, you buy a table and it comes home, it's shaking. If you want, you call to complain. If you don't want, you're allowed to keep it. Azad Brown is mishtim shasi nishken esrog. If I'll buy an esrog and it's an apple, this is mekachtoes. Azad Zohar Bisalevi, if I go back to the store and I say, I'm upset, mekachtoes, so misbar le mafreas, I'm mekachtoes. But if I don't go back to the store, so sinishken mekachtoes. Mele, why I'm saying that, I came last year here to the way to yeshiva, I see a guy running in the street. Vossis, I bought a dasim by Yemen, it got dried up after 3 days, I'm going to give it back. Told him, I know all it. If you give it back, it was gmachta brocha levatole, there you are. The hell is the talking, did you give it lochem? So man, I'm saying a lot of times, even if you have a minute become puzzle, and you're upset about the moicher, if you go back to the moicher, and you ask back for your money, מדא ויסן למפרה הסיבר צריך המקח תואס וסיבר צריך המקח תואס במילה את פוס
Why
you get the money back if it's yours? Okay, if you have, you can make a deal with him after, בסדר. אבל I'm saying, אז מקח תואס, זה עוד יש כנצחות, זה תובע זה מקח תואס. לא מגיעים ביתו. So we spoke about hodo, we spoke about choso. Now, Esrog has another psul, black and white dots. If you have black and white dots, the esrog is possible. Now, let me chalik zayn. Is the chelika elyon and the chelika tachtoy. If you have in the chelika elyon a black dot or a white dot, afilu mashu, the esrog is possible. The chelika elyon leikar ha'alochim we paskin is from the place that the esrog starts to go shipua. Pashas, even in the longest esrogim, only you start to measure from the chelik that has a shipua when it starts to go down. Fimdi is the chelik ha'elyon, and a black and a white dot pasul afilu b'mashu. Now, what is the shiur in the black and the white dot? Is nira la'inayim. What is nira la'inayim? So le'ikar ha'alocha, you take the esrog in your hand like this, you take it 10 centimeters away from your eye, and you move it. If you could see it, posul. If you don't see it, it's kosher. Me'ikar adin. Now, the machmirim take a glass, a microphone glass, and they start to look for it. Now, why? First, they tell you, our eyes are shvache eyes. This is nira la'inayim, the palm felt in the naim. Second of all, they tell you, a lot of times, after you find it with the glass, even if you move away the glass, you could see it. Now you found where the problem, mikitzendus on the glazeichet. Again, the chumra is not to have gor nish, no black and no white dot on the top part. On the bottom part, a black and a white dot don't puzzle. If you have couple dots, then you have to know sometimes the esrog could become puzzle. Now, another halacha you have to know, normally with a little bit shimush you could chab, not every black and white dot puzzle. A black and a white dot have to be from the chefzer of the esrog. Lashon HaChasam Sofer is mipsara esrog. The esrog is green, is yellow. Sometimes he's sick, he's black, he's white. Aber lemoshul, amol, when they spritz, they make a zarisus. So they spritz the matzah, then the esrog carries on growing and you see like a black dot. But it's not from the esrog. This doesn't pass through the esrog. A little piece of wood goes inside. It doesn't pass through the esrog. Now, as another zach, heis bletlach. What is bletlach? The betzius of bletlach is when an esrog grows on the tree, it goes in the wind back and forth. Sometimes it hits the leaves. It gets like a little bang, like a person gets a cut, get like a scourge or that. Stars, So when someone has a car, the Groach Vedish Mirachum does. And we call Mekoyim, the Blechlach. Now the Esser gets a Blechlach. If it's on the tree, it grows brighter again. The reason we call it Blechlach, a leaf in Yiddish is a Blechl. These things happen because it hits the leaves. That's the reason from here the Nusach became Blechlach. Now Blechlach, Le'ikar Ha'aloche, even if they look white, they're not a marilovon. It's not a part of the bosor of the... So le'ikar ha'aloche, bletlach ha'kosher. Now, bletlach be'etzem, why people don't like bletlach? For three reasons. First, le'katchile for sure, the esrog has to be clean. It's not hodo. It's not possible, it's not hodo. There's two more reasons why the briskers don't take an esrog that has, in the top part, bletlach. First, they're choishesh, maybe the bletlach is marilovon. Second of all, the Mishnah also chazozis al gabei posu. Chazozis is like ayabeles. So, as if something grows, like a bubble that grows on top of the esrog, this is a chazozis. So the halacha is on the top part, chazozis pasus b'mashu, and the bottom part, it doesn't pasu. And now I'm going to speak about it because we never see chazozis. They have a tzad that every blatter is like a chazozis. So the halacha is like this. If you touch the esrog and with your finger you feel a fester blatter, then it's taki kidai not to take him. Even if he's small. But if he's very, you feel very stark, it's a chshash chazozis. It's like a little flikaza. So again, the briskets will be machmer because maybe it's a marilovon. But me'ikar adin, it's kosher. Again, this is at the top part. And the bottom part, calls by it's not in roi ba'esroig, a bletel is kosher. Now, as a machlekes apoiskim, if on the bletel you have a black dot, what to do? Okay, so what I'm saying, machlekes apoiskim l'maisi, you can't use it, be suffering. About lafkamina, if it's only a black dot that you only could see with a glass. So I'm on the second name, you can make a zainashtikl. But you have to know, a black dot and the area of bletlach is one madrega less. Lemaisa we machmir not to use it, but see ein madrega veinzik. Now, as a machlekes, as a maisa with the prime brisker, if you have a black dot and the pitim. Now, the pitim is divided into two areas, the stick and the sheshante, and the flower on top of the stick of the pitim. And the flower on top, that stick, that it could have a black dot. The shayla is on the stick of the pitim, if you can have a black dot or not. Reb Chaim was machshirit. We the ma'aseh pasul. We the ma'aseh hold that it's pasul. I'm a katzer, but I'm not choyer, chas b'sholem. Lemaisa, the achroas apoiskim is like this. There's two kinds of pitams. And the second we go into pitams. There's one kind of pitam that the whole pitam is already like a piece of wood. Not only the flowers of wood. A wooden pitam. And you have pitamim the same way the basar of the esrog. The pitam is made from the same material of the esrog alein. It's green, it's yellow. If the pitam is made from the same material of the esrog, then we machmer on the black dot. If the pitam is made from wood, we not machmer on the black dot. It's not a gay nochazach. I'm not speaking against minhagim from Klal Yisrael now. I'm just wanting to show you klore zachen, and everyone will decide himself. Sido two minhagim in Klal Yisrael. Sido Yidden that take a esrog with a pitem, chassidim more, and the Litvish Olam till a couple years ago were noyeg that they could take a esrog on a pitem, and they tried to find a esrog on a pitem. I want to be masber. Be'etzem miikar haloch is a dinu shulchan aruch and simen tof reish mem ches. Nital ha-pitom posu. An esrog that is pitom fell off is posu. There's no tzad in the world that an esrig or a pitam is kosher. Nita la pitam posu. So how you can take an esrig with all a pitam? Zog de Shulchan Aruch, zog de Ramo, v'kol ze dafko benitlo. Aval im lo yhoyo lo yidad me'oy lom kosher. V'chein im rov ha-esrogim v'medin ha-seilu. V'chein im rov ha-esrogim v'medin ha-seilu. דהיינו, האסרג אין כזה דבר. אסרג with a pitam is a lot of good. Nita la pitam is possible. אבל if it grew without a pitam, it's kosher. So לכאורה, why some people take an אסרג on a pitam? If you go to the alter litvische, איך מי משא pitam? On a pitam. Why? The reason was, I'm just a technical thing that people don't know. The reason was, an אסרג tree is very schwach. The ones that were here last year in Shvi's know the esrog tree can't stand on his own. They have to build woods around him to lean on. He's a very schwache boin. It's a very schwache tree. B'meile, the pitnim fall off very easily. So how you get a pitnim to grow? Lemon is a very strong tree. Looks very similar. But you can make pure lemon juice, put it in and give it in a shot, and give the tree two or three shots, all the tree will take out pitmin. This is the matzias. You can try it. If you go in one of the big pardesim here, the esroigim, around the pardes, like for a mile, is lemon trees. That the bees will go back and forth, and it's not a cover. When I say, it doesn't make a difference, and it makes it strong, the mele, it has a koyach. So mele, the litvish were very choishish, that every esrog that comes with a pitam is a chashash for narkove, that people played with a tree. So b'meile, the litvisha didn't want to touch the esrogim with the pitam. Esrogim from Chazanish almost never had a pitam. Never. Never came out with a pitam. What happened? A couple of years ago, was a year here, Shapira, more people, was a Jewish soldier that was in Vietnam War. There, the Americans were fighting, and people were hiding in the jungles, and they tried to kill them. So America sent chemicals, they were fighting with chemicals, and like this they killed all the people there. Now, unofficially, but the Maestro, this is what they did. The Maestro, one of the soldiers that was there, realized that all of the oranges, trees that in the area, started to get pitmin. Orange is also from the same family of lemon. This is so schwach, it never happens that a pitmin comes out. So you have that this chemical vice noise gives fruits that have the potential of pitim a koyach to grow a pitim. He found out what is the chemical. He gave it to the soichrim. They put it in the soda, and every soda that he put it on, all the soichrim get pitmin. No alcohol. This is the secret. People deny it or not. I'm saying it also a little bit machinery because people don't want exactly to know. But this is the secret. I spoke tonight. I went to get an esrog with a pitam. So I spoke to a big seichim. He told me one of the seichim that doesn't know the trick had this year, I think, 25,000 esrogim. Even one didn't have a pitam. The other seichim, just all of them are coming out with pitam. He put the powder. He didn't put the powder. Nothing a secret. Now, in the middle we have a powder, so bad and fuck out. There's no reason to be against a pitam. Not only that, maybe it's better to have a pitam. Because if you don't have a pitam, maybe it had a pitam. Today we know the pitam was time to come back. In the old days, the esrogim was so schwach, they never came out with a pitam. And Moshe, you buy a Shapira esrog. 50% have pitam. Now you buy one without a pitam. You never know. Maybe 5 minutes ago it was a pitam. So someone knocked it down. So the Mishnah Brura gives a semen how to know, again, nita la pitam posu. If it grew without a pitam, it's kosher. You have to know how it grew without a pitam. If you have like a kind of ring on the top of the hole, then you know that it fell when it was on the tree. Shailu when? Some people say only if it fell naturally on the tree. So, then it's very schwer. I, the marshal, went once to a paradis, and a mistake, I banged off 5 pitmin. I'm telling myself. After it got some yid and took it, givaldike esrog. They mentioned it. By me, it was an esrog pasul. So the reason that people are scared to take it out of pitmin is, You never know, maybe people play with your essay. So as a Yid Reb Moshe Hellerdo in Yerushalayim has a big mumchias to know, well, time to show a little bit, is a way to know when the pitam fell. So this is the reason a lot of people today want to take with a pitam. But okay, this is history. Gekumen de me'oirerim, and we're me'oirer, that is a chiyuv to nemen mit a pitam. And we can shnemen on a pitam. Why? Why esrog on a pitam is possible? We have two reasons. One reason, al tzchosa, because this is the esrog. A pitam is a part of the picture of the esrog. As if you have a hole in the side is possible, you're missing his head. One madrama says, not because chosa. It's nishken hodo. A person without a face is nishken person. Esrog on a pitam is nishken esrog. So it's one man the Omar mitzad choser, one man the Omar mitzad hodor. For sure, nefkemine b'shar yomim. If it's mitzad hodor, zog dem ungen Avrom, it's possible even b'shar yomim. If it's mitzad choser, it's kosher b'shar yomim. Poshet? Let me get weiter. The Ramos says, v'kol ze dafko benitlo, avol im lo yhoyo lo yidad me'oilom kosher. Why? So al tzchosa we have to say is nishkin chosa. An esrog that grew like this is nishkin chosa. If it grew like this and you cut it, it's chosa. But if it grows like this, it's nishkin chosa. Ay, hodo. So you have to say that Ramon says, if you change his face, it's nishkin hodo. But if it grew like this, it's ya hodo. As he was mezagim. Ado v'chein roi v'sroigim. The Gemara Shulchan Aruch says that if you go to a Shvarz country, if the Esrog is Shvarz, it's not possible. Because everyone is Shvarz though. So all the Esrogim don't repeat me, so eich, it's nishta zachisor. My Herzach, I'm good. So I give all the kechumre. Zog the Goyen, that the Ramo is gerecht. Loshen HaMishne is, nitlo pitmo soy posul. Nitlo. Is given, und sie nishto. Aber as nish given a pita, kosher. Nitlo pitmosoi kosher. Posul. Nitlo pitmosoi. Given a pita, and sie gegangen away. Aber if it was never a pita, it's kosher. V'chein posak ha-Rambam b'yoredei simenun. V'o steht in yoredei simenun? A animal that doesn't have a lung. Choser. Treife. What if the animal was born without a lung? Posul. Ve'yesh machshirim, Rambam. For what? V'ashteit nitlo areyo posul. Mashma, si nish given areyo si kosher. But only if the lung, you took out the lung. So zog the Shulchan Aruch, if an animal doesn't have a lung, it's choser, treife. But if it was born without a lung, it's also treife. Ve'yesh machshirim. Zog the Ramo. ובהפסד מרובה בשעס הדחק יש לסמך עליהם. זוג דגוין, דסת דזל בשיטה, דזל ברמב״ם. בשעס הדחק, בהפסד מרובה, ניתלו הריה. What the Ramo says, וכן רוי וסרויגים במדינס אלו. In time the Ramo, you couldn't find the אסרק with a פיתם, אין לך נמי. If you can't find the אסרק with a פיתם, יש לסמך על הרמב״ם. אבל במילה היינט, as the market is full with פיתמים, you can't be סמך on this Ramo. The Ramon is Shitosri Paskins that you could say behind the Rambam that only Choser it only if you took it out. But if it was born Choser, Sayin Esrek, Sayin Lungs, is Treife. Or the Meshas Atchak, Yishlif Mochbilch is Treife. Zog the Goyen, does the Zog Beshita Do, is the Zog Beshita Do. Now the Goyen says, the Ramon says, why to be making if you don't have a Peter? Because Bechel Reve Sroigim in Medina Seilu. But if today they changed it, or if near you is standing a chassidish guy with a pitam, Efshar is covered merube to go over to him. Abba Sidish can have said merube. Go over and shake his lulav at least. I'm not saying, but this is the reason Rebbe Eliashiv is very, very machmir to take a esrog dafka with a pitam. I can't say it's, the Ramon HaMaisa is machshir, we can't say that it's nish kosher. But it's a big, big mockery to be machmir to have an apita. It's more to be moisiv of them, but again, weiter. I would just want two more zachen to be moisiv. I heard some people say, Chas v'sholem, don't understand me wrong. Ich hab a reine esrig, rein von bittel teire. must be told nicht sorgen. Aber in unserer Yeshiva, they learn. As long as we look after Yom Kippur. I'm not saying to stop now. Aber es ist noch Musik, a reine Esrik von Bittel Teire. It's like the Esrik that smells from Gan Eden. A reine Esrik ist von Pintlach. A person thinks that it's more important for him to learn. Could be. Aber er muss sich dann lernen. Aber you can't stell zu, a reine Esrik von Bittel Teire. Es ist nicht nur so Musik. Now, the shear von Esrik is 100 gram. The ma'aseh me'ikar adin, if you learn cheshbonis, 55 gram would be good. The ma'aseh zekabole, the mishlebure, the ma'aseh the anoge was miskabel, that you don't make a brocha on an esrig less than 100 gram. Again, b'sha'as atchak, if you're stuck somewhere, for sure to take an esrig from 55 grams. But the ma'aseh the anoge is not to make a brocha as it is miskabel only on an esrig from 100 gram. It's a bit spät, I will just end it in more lemaisedik, the andere meaning, the lulav adasim v'arovis. So we go be'ika halochas lemaised. Now the shear of lulav shear chazanis is 40 centimeters. Now the way you measure 40 centimeters in a lulav, a lot of people have a mistake, you have a whole lulav. You don't start from the bottom. The first place you start to measure is where leaves start to come out. A lot of times, the last 5 centimeters are no leaves there. The 40 centimeters till the end of the shedre. Not till the end of the leaves of the lulav. Where the middle leaves, you open them, the shedre finishes, so you have to have 40 centimeters of lulav, if the geza of the lulav, from the first place where the leaves start to open, till the end of the shedre. Not till the end of the leaves. Now, the ikir problem in the lulav is the tiyomis. What is the tiyomis? Is the middle leaf. The lulav has two. The middle is the middle leaf. Sometimes you have in the middle two leaves. You call it sidot zwei tiyomis, though. Normal lulav has one tiyomis. They say, Alamo Yisoid, if you look at the lulav, you want to know what is the tiyomis. If you see one open, you have to know this is the tiyomis. And the reason is pashut. Because the way lulav grows is, two leaves, is one leaf, it grows a little bit more, that leaf breaks to two, it becomes two, and again it goes. So every time it separates from the middle. This is the reason that little middle leaf normally is easily gets open. Now, the halacha is like this. Me'ikar adin zot dimishne brure. If it's open biz till a half, it's kosher. Only if it's, I'm sorry, if it's open a bit less from a half, it's kosher. Roiv sogul, that middle leaf is made from two leaves. If it's roiv sogul, the leaf is 20 centimeters. If it's 11 centimeters close, it's kosher. Lekatchila zog de mishne brure, if it's a tefach, not more open from a tefach. Veyesh machmirim zog de mishne brure b'mashu. Zog de mishne brure sharatziyun, but if you lulav open a little bit more from mashu, less from a tefach, you don't have to make a bracha on your friend's lulav. Now, why mashehu is possible? Because of the rikule rubi kichulei. Why here, if it's open mashehu, it's possible? Zog de chaya odom, because the lulav is oimed le na'anuim, tzaritvo, v'soifoi li hiposach al yedei na'anuim. It's not a gzeir de rabbonon. It's already now possible because you can't make kosher in anuim because safely posach ben anuim. So if you take crazy glue and you stick the leaf, it's kosher because it will not open al yedei anuim. A lot of rabbonim don't like this psak. But why I'm saying that? What? No. Well, you can, a lulav apostle, you can kasher. Not what I heard. He only holds that it helps, you can kasher apostle the lulav. What lulav shal? He holds like this, that the old psul is because seferili posach. This lulav will not be seferili posach. So I'm not saying to do it. For sure, only if you do it, only with crazy glue, that, you know, it's seen through. Glue that, you could see the glue, it's not so poshut, it's not hodor, it's about toisif. Only glue that you can't see that doesn't pass the odor of the lulav. Why I'm saying that? Avada lekatchila not to be soymech on the seta. But if someone took his lulav to America and opened a little bit that we know that it's only one shita. Meikar Adin Roiv is kosher, tefach. And he can't buy a new one. No, Chosh Mitzalv is a Yankee official shita, and they'll be kosher. Now more than that. The Mishneh Berurah holds, brings down Machlekes, if the lulav is open, if it's possible every day or only on the first day. First day means Chutzal is the second day. The Mishneh Berurah brings down that Bishari Yomim it's kosher, Nech Lekoati Yomis, V'Rab Kiveger Poisel. So I'm saying, Bishari Yomim, open Mashu to Mitzalv is a Yankee official, and to stick it with crazy glue, Nishta Zei Shver Tzutandus. Now, the main zah that if you learn Mishneh Berurah you don't know about, and then this is Be'etzem, the new chumrah that goes around in the store. Poshut to know, I don't know why the Maisa, this is the Nayel Maisa, the Ikar chumrah with the Olam are looking around the Lulavim. The middle leaf is made from two leaves, right? Every leaf in the Lulav is double. So now we're speaking on the middle leaf. Everyone knows if the middle leaf will only have one leaf, it will not be made from a double leaf, right? The tiyamis is a leaf that is made from double. What would be if that double is only made from one? It's possible. The tiyamis has to be a double leaf. What happens, and this is what happens to 98% of the lulavim. You have one tiyamis, but that tiyamis, the two leaves, don't finish exactly like this. They finish like this. One a little bit lower from the other one. Other like this. One leaf doesn't cover against the other leaf. It's very hard to find that the mamish match. Nothing is torn, nothing is open. One finishes a bit shorter from the other one. It doesn't cover the ganze leaf. Shlomo Zalman Auerbach gesagt that it's kosher bizroiv. So the Sefer HaMelaket Piskei Tshuvos, he brings down b'shem Rabbi Eliashiv that it's kosher bizroiv. But the Meister, all the Sforim being down B'Shem Rabbi Eliashiv, and Azei Bezog B'Shem Rabbi Eliashiv, Nishta Azei, Rabbi Eliashiv held, and as this the Meister, the Machmirim, that if it's in between, it's Machlekes HaRabonim, how much? In between two, if it's less than 2 millimeters, it's kosher. But if it's more than 2 millimeters, 2, 3, 4, bis a half centimeters, are ready to be Machmir. Then more than a half a centimeter, that doesn't finish, 5 millimeters. On the side, we don't take it anymore. 2, 3 is a vikuchi. Again, the machmirim, a machmir, exactly, to match till the end of the side, till the end of the top. I'm saying, if it doesn't match in 2, 3 millimeters, also you could say it's like a trile. More from that, or more from a half a centimeter, some people say, B'Shem Rabbi Eliashiv, that it's possible already. Shlomo Zalman says, Bizroiv, it's kosher. Weiter. Niktam, if the lulav is broken, if the middle leaf is broken, it's possible. Now the Mishneh Berurah learns that it's possible mitzad hodol. Hodol means it's not nice. So the Mishneh Berurah learns that you take the lulav in your eyes, if you can't see that someone broke the top, it's kosher. Because as they did a black dot, if you don't see it, it's kosher. So if you don't see that it's niktam, zok the Mishneh Berurah that it's kosher. The briskers learn that niktam is possible midin choser aza. So they check with a glass if it's niktam or not. So the mumchim, if the briskers know how to check, that if you see in the edge of the lulav with a big glass, is a little hole in the edge of the leaf that you can know that, you have to be a big mumch out to find it, to know that it was not niktam. But you have to know, every lulav, sometimes the tiyamis has a needle. You call it a koitz. Chutz from the leaf, it looks like koreshtikul, like pulls out. This thing, if it breaks, is no psul. It's not niktam. Now, if you have two tiyamis, some people are machmir not to take two tiyamis, because the shitas arrived that the two tiyamis have to be connected. Me'ikar adin, two tiyamis are also kosher. But some people are machmir not to take two tiyamis. Now if you have two tiyamis, the Mishneh Berurah says that one of them could be niktam, but the Chazon Ish is machmir. Now is one with psul and lulev that the Shmir Shabbos Kilchoser is very machmir about, and he holds that 50% of the lulavim that are in the market have that psul. You call it hemnik. Psul of hemnik. The lulav is only open a little bit, it's not open a lot, but it looks in the end like a fork, something like that. It finishes, it's closed. But if you look at it from far in the end, it looks like, you know, some pens like that have ink, have like in the end like as a kesis ha-sefer, as a, if it finishes like a little split, that it looks opening to two, it's only open mashu, but it looks like two, it's pasul me'ika radin. The whole 7 days. Hemnik. Okay, it's very hard to be masbir without picturing it, but it's like a fork. It's like, you could see from far that it, the leaves are opening. The middle leaf looks like two. Hemnik and pasul. As well as that with Avisan and Lulev, Lulev are yovesh pasul. Okay, so if the whole lulav is yovesh, it's yovesh. Mishnah Berurah says if the tiyoimis is yovesh, it's also pasul. Now, what is yovesh? The Mishnah Berurah learns yovesh means white, dry, that if you take your finger, your nail, and you touch it, it will become like white powder. It came out, never happens. The Briskas learn, even if it got burned in the sun, and yovesh pasul even mashu b'roish alulav. If it got burned in the sun, all of the, even that it's hard yet, it's considered yovesh and it's pasul. So this is the, what you call briskel lulavim, is that it's green till the end. If you look at a lot of lulavim, most of the lulavim towards the end already burn, because it's sun, the lulav is in the middle of the tree. So you have to know, if it's a little bit burned, even the briskels are makel. It's meikaradim. If it's a lot of burn, so the Briskerov was machmer. The Briskerov said, "Sheina esroigi masach molech gizen, hasheina lulev kimat came on ishich nishgizen." Because the Briskerov was machmer, the middle leaf double, completely matching till the end and green till the end and not open at all. Again, meikar adin the aloch is like the Mishnah Berurah that with yovesh in the middle leaf, pasul means dry, white, dry. And if you touch it, it's nifrach betzipoyren, like a powder. But if it's stamp burned with a sun, das heistish ken yovish. But again, to know what the oilem are looking for, das heist briskel ulovim. Now, as long as ach, knepel. Knepel, again, Am Yisrael k'doishimem, we're not going to machria. You know, some chassidim dafka take a knepel. The Rosh also dafka took a knepel. We hold knepel with. I mean, the Litvish Oilem hold that the knepel is a shadow from Posel, but we have to know that the Rosh took a knepel. So as if Meretnish Akegin the Rosh, Meretnish Akegin Kainanish. Kulam Kulam Kedoshim. I just want to be mazel b'ktor, what is knepel? Knepel is like a button. The middle leaf is bent. The Rosh said it's the best lulev. It's not burned, it's not niktam, it's not nichlak, no choshitz. A lulev, quite, no, aus kosher. This is the reason a lot of rabbis like to take a knepel. Why some people hold knepel as posul? The halacha is, we see in a second, a lulav that is bent is posul. Lulav has to be straight. The lulav is bent like this, it's posul. Now we know the middle leaf is very choshuv. We said, niktam posul b'mashu, yovish b'mashu, nechlek b'mashu. So we say, kofuf b'mashu also. So if the middle leaf is bent, it's lulav akofuf posul. The Mishnah says lulav akofuf posul. Now pashtus, it goes on the main lulav. But the shittas that are machmir, oh, the middle leaf has the chashivas from the ganze lulav. So as they be nechlek is posul in the middle leaf. Yedazach is posul in the middle leaf. So the main akofuf, but mitzad sheni, the Rosh took it. So yedar eine has to fill zayne kehile, for sure not to change from one kehile to the other. But you could change from a knepel not to a knepel because you're not doing a ba'isu. Even people that take a knepel are but to be makpi to take a simple knepel, not a festa knepel. Festa knepel means to say two zachim, not to have a zach knepel that a half of the whole leaf is bending. A knepel. Also not to take a knepel that all of the leaves are faknept. Because when all the leaves are faknept, sometimes you have a lulav mamish, the ganze zach dorten is faknept. So there could be that we look at it like a lulav akofuf. Now one mazach in a lulav has to be straight. If it's kofuf, it's posul. Now every lulav, when you hold them, you have four sides, right, left, and front, and back. three sides, if it's bent to that side, it's posul. One side that is kosher. Right or left is posul. Now, what is front and back? So if you take, when you b'shasna anuim, when a person holds a lulav, the shiny part is facing him. If the lulav is coming towards him, it's okay. If the lulav is going from him, it's not okay. So left, right, and far away from him, this is lulav ha-kofuf, it's posul. Now, what is the shiur from kofuf is very not clear. For sure, it doesn't mean mashu. Now, is a chumre, shiye yoshur kesharvit, straight like the king's sharvit. This is the reason if you go, you see the machmirim, all the lulav and look like this. The chumre is straight like a ruler. Yoshur kesharvit. A little bit, we can't say that it's possible. You have to know what is the shiur. Just again, to know what to look. If you see that it's mamish like a big band, don't even touch it. If it's a slightly band, you have to ask the rabbi. Because for sure, Epis doesn't pass. Let me get right to Hadassim, but it goes spät. Hadassim has to have Shir Chazanish 30 centimeters Meshulosh. Meikar Adin L'chumu L'katchile, all of the 30 centimeters have to be Meshulosh. Now here we have a Shaila with Rabbi Yankee Fisher. Ikar Ha'aloch, we pass him, that the 30 centimeters you start to count from the bottom Shilosh. Right? 3, 3, 3, 3. You go to the bottom place where you have the first three coming out, from there till the top of the wood, you count 30 centimeters. So the Yankee Fisher says you could add the piece of wood that is sticking out till the next one. You have the marshal 30 centimeters. Now, normally you have a piece of wood. So the Yankee Fisher holds, you count from the piece of wood, like normally it adds another 2.5 centimeters. But from the Shulash, it's a grace enough commitment. Now, what is Mishulash? The leaves have to come out from the same place. Now, I want to be Mazbeklaw. It's three Madregas, what is Mishulash? What is the best, what is second best, and what is Bediyavid? What is the best that the three leaves and the three sides are coming mamish out from the same place? That if you take a ruler, it's coming out from centimeter 2, millimeter 2.5, mamish, every place they're coming out, you have three. Around, if you take a string, the mamish will come out from the same place, mamish. If you pass over 2,000 adasim, you'll find 10 like these. He'd call me up yesterday, 2 o'clock by night. I have now 1,000 mamish gutes chayr, you want to come down to Bnei Brak? So hard to find a zacha zachem. People think that someone will go down and deny to Bnei Brak. He thinks he has this guy. And then the end is noch nicht gehad. Now, Reb Shimon Zalman Auerbach came and said, so was tut man? Chut ha-makif. What is chut ha-makif? Reb Shimon Zalman said like this. I want to explain because this is be'etzem very negea. The most of the hadassim in the market, we say mechal chut ha-makif. Chut ha-makif means, lo menemen one shilush, right? A hadas is made from 20 times 3. So, lo menzogen, you're starting from the bottom. So in centimeter 2, one leaf comes out. Now, the place that the hadas comes out has, we'll say, 2 millimeters. Right? The place that is connected to the root, the stem of the tree, is like 2 millimeters, like a bump. So he comes out in centimeter 2 till 2.2. The other one is coming out in centimeter 2.1. The Hainu, he finishes in 2.3. Another one is coming out in 1.9. But in centimeter 2, if you go around, you bump into all of the three. One is in the middle, one you catch him in the end, one you catch him in the beginning. But a string could meet all of the three somewhere. This is enough for chut ha-makif. So this is lekatchila lemaise. More from that, I can't believe someone will find three adasim. Bediyeved, what is kosher is, if they meet each other, dainu, one will come out in 2 till 2.2, the other one comes out in 2.1 till 2.3, and the third one comes out from 0.3 to 0.34. So the first one doesn't meet the third one, but he meets the middle one. But all of them meet each other. This is the Bidiyavet. Again, the Spitz Hadassim as Kimat Mekanish Trefim come out exactly. Most Hadassim is Chut HaMakif. Bidiyavet, Abim, everyone meets his friend, Siginuk. Now, like at Chile, we machmir that all of Abim Meshulash Bekuloi, Bidiyavet, Reiv is Kasha. That's a Bidiyavet. Now, as another chumra and adasim, I saw a lot of bochim, the mamish work on looking, and then they don't know what to look for, that the adasim have to meet each other. That lomazon, every piece of adas is made from 20 times 3. That every match, every pair of 3, when you put them near the tree, they will meet the next one. Sometimes you can have a very nice one, but it's space. Even if you squash them together, you could see a piece of the wood. It's not good. Again, it's kosher. But the Hebrew is, you have 3, 3, 3. So the Moshe, you could have a das that is long 20 centimeters, and you will have only 5 times 3. Every 4 centimeters, you will have leaves. So what is the shield? That the whole time is green. That if you bend them, you will see only a green tree. Now, another chumre, that every leaf will be whole. Sometimes if I have a Meshulash Dikalul, over here a worm ate a piece, he broke half a leaf. Again. Now, there's another chumre, that the briskas are very machber on it, it's not so easy. A lot of time in the edge of the hadas, the stamp, becomes green. He's not so hard. And the bottom is like a wood. If you look in the top of the hadas, towards the last tree, it's green. They hold sinishgut. This is already leaves. We need a tree. Enough, it's obvious. So they're machmir that it will be brown till the top. A lot of times if you put the hadasim in water, they start to grow. In the middle of sukkis, you get a green, even if you buy a brown one. Again, it's a chumre yaseire, but I want to know. This is a chumre yaseire. Klo? It's a chumre yaseire. But it's a chumre. Now, Arovis, I know the mice, a lot of people are mezalzel in Arovis. Ein echanam is a keneged ha-reshoim, aber medavisen as Arovis psules passel the whole arba minim. And I tell you, in my shul, every time I look to my side, I see every yontif, like 30 people make brochas levatol in there. They spend $100 for the esrog, and in Eretz Yisrael you spend another 200 shekel for a good lulev, and adasim at least 50 or 100 shekel. Arovis they bought for 5-10 shekel, and the ma'aseh they make a brocha levatole. Why? So I will start mesudim. First the chumras, and then we'll say the me'akev. The chumras is lavluv. What is the lavluv? That in the top of the arovis, it finishes with a leaf. That the edge finishes with a leaf. Why is the inyan to have a lavluv? For two reasons. First, it's nice. Second of all, you know what is the lavluv? The edge of the arovis has like a leaf. Like this, you know that it's not niktam. Like this, you know for sure that it's not niktam. Right? It's kosher. Now again, like atchila, no broken leaves. And like atchila, not to miss leaves. They have all the leaves. But you have it, if you have roiv of the leaves, it's kosher. So again, the nicest arova is all the leaves are whole, not broken leaves. All the leaves are deal, you have a lavluv, and some people are machme even to have a shtickle red, that the wood will be a little bit reddish. Now, what could pass on an arova if the leaves are tired and they're laying down? Happens very quick in the arovas. The leaves are leaning towards down, not derek dilosoi. Sometimes not only the leaves are tired, the whole arova becomes tired, and it leans down. Pashtas yinat yoitze. It's shaloike derech gdilosei. The yoitze is to take rings and to band it. You see people come to Arshanes, the arovas are here, chapet from him, and zishmachan abroche levatole. Yinat yoitze. Another zach, if the arovas are dry, And then the Arov is the white. You touch them. Sometimes you have to be very careful to touch them, because if you touch them, they crumble to become crumbs. Yavish Pasu! So it's mamash, you know, people that don't have Koshik Lach, it's very hard every time to open it. You're right, they're right. But normally in the 7 day of Sukkot, they don't have a Arovitz Pasu. They don't understand. It's mamash Pasu. The Arovitz are bending down, the leaves are bending down. You touch them, they dry them, completely part. It's mamash Pasu. What? That if the roiv are not dry, it's kosher. But normally when it's dry, some of them you see a lot of these guys already almost roiv fell anyway after the arove. The ones that are left are dry. So it's a mishalot. So I'm trying to pour the to the tamtis to give the right arba minute. I'm saying a person will be machmer in the beginning and not machmer on the aroves and suffering will left without arba minute. So not that show will be zeichet zusammen to keep in a kosher a dalet minit. It's a little bit, it's a the best thing to do. A lot of times in these places it was niktam and it started to grow again.
And not on the leaves.
In the pictures you see that the all our rubbers are falling.
Where?
In the pictures. Come on over. I checked it out.
Maybe you don't see. No. Not today, before Shmuel Evit. I don't know how this is.
Is that between the leaves and the branch?
What?
Not like the leaves if they're falling over or the branch is falling over?
The branch is falling is also a problem.
It's not, not because the branch is not falling.
Both things are problems. Shabula says that the lulav leaves are falling off. It's possible.
The
kol ha'psim shebalim of shayochim barot.
Yeah, the branch of the hadassim to the lulav.
So you have to know. For sure. A lot of person on his mamish posse.
If you do it down
from on top and you don't stop in the middle and you don't go back, you'll never fall, even one. I checked, I took a dasim out. But again,
if you can't see it.
But if it's roiv, it's kosher.
Maybe it's the keshka.
What? If you bring it off from the top and never go backwards. Even in the mistake, you put it too deep in the keshka, you don't pull it back. You take it down to the top, bottom, and you go back again. The mistake is you start pulling about it. You put it in the keshka. The mistake, you put it a bit more deep. So, you pull it up, you lost all the leaves. You just go down till the end. If they come out, without be missing even one leaf. And you go back again.
Other
emotions, even if some of them are not even, don't try to stay to them. Take all of them out again and do it. Nothing will happen.
How about the rubber slings?
They're black,
if they grow mishulish, what's better, to grow mishulish but to miss some leaves? Or to have with the mishulish but we have all leaves but not all mishulish? The best thing grows mishulish, but it's missing leaves. Oh, if you have all the leaves, up there, some of them are mishulish.
If you want mishulish, it's better.
In the book on Tzvila, it says that. Ever see that?
We don't have.
I saw it in the series.
Open shadow here.
An eight pairs.
Good on second day.
If the rovers are tired, it would help.
The rovers are
tired to hang it down.
So
why is
it
not
the
string?
No, because if the demons, you have to take it the derech delosa. As if you can't hold the lulav upside down. So you can't hold our robes upside down? No, there's a Bikura Yankev wanted to say that you're not Yoitze in Australia now, in Esrig, only if you hold it upside down. Because Batsman grows on the soil like this.
Australian
has to go. Bikura Yankev.
Australian
has to go. Yeah, if it grew on the
soil. But in Australia.
He blames so real. He says Mstam and Latin. He says Mstam and Latin. Bikura Yankev. He says it doesn't come from Australia. So he says if you take a soil from here, you have to hold it upside down.
And for the brothel you hold it
upside down.
And for the brothel you make it right side up.
As Chaz v'Shalom, but as I said, I'm a good yank. You have to know that it's not because of yank.
What did you not think of Kish called?
It's Egan.
Kish is Egan?
Yeah. So what you do is, I take a question, because then I
pass. Yeah, one on tap. My board set this to the words, eh?
Felt in the Egan. Why not use a kosher because they hold it's not an egg? A nice thing.
No.
You buy a lulav separate, you buy a das separate, buy that, and you buy a kosher separate. If you want rings, you buy them separate also.
I'm going to get
a chance. The kids sell them. The kids sell them 10 shekel. 5 shekel, 10 shekel.
I didn't know you had 4 rings. So last time I got them.
You're supposed to
buy
them
on the robots,
you're supposed to buy them
themselves? Yeah. The robots, no, have to be tied to the Lubanesu. I said if they're falling down, so you have to put them up. If you have a kosher, they're not falling down. But some people tie the bottom, you come down, the robots are like this. I'm going to say people are machmir and black dad, that's maybe it's possible. Here in the most, over 50% of the achronim hold it's a bocha levatol. Then it's, if you have a holder, it's okay. Sometimes if it's a long, if the arov is a long, and then it taps. What?
What's better the first day? Someone else has a Rebbe has a better rule than I should go take Rebbe's make a rock on it?
I don't know why. I shake and shul everyone around me.
Who's first?
First mine, then I start.
Let's say Rob has best. The green has best. Cash.
Because the halal will be on mine.
What's the mile?
Because the Indian, the bracha goes with the anu, the pshat and taste is himself. I have a whole stick on it.
Let's rip in a fleck.
This will be the next year, but... Some people call it a flag, some call it a flag.
They ship in from here, in America, this last 3 years, Arvei Nachal, it's grown in a swampy area, they're rubbish. Those are the atoms, they're grown as a matzah, but they look like ice cream before they start.
Oh, it's so good.
They put them, they call them Arvei Nachal, they're selling them here also. Yeah, yeah. They take a bag and they call them Arvei Nachal.
Those look, the long skinny things, and they're mamish, they're falling before they even start.
So it's not good?
It's a big mile, here you go.
So you have to tie it.
The American can get out of the box. Here you go.
Everyone loves
it. Everyone has it. It will hang like this.
I'm trying to find someone that sells our harvest to take with me tomorrow.
It's too early.
What?
Too early.
I saw in the newspaper you could buy and price before season. So it's from the family of the Knepel. But it's much easier from a Knepel because that mamish couple. So it's kosher. The problem with brown is, but mamish b'ktzor is that it's two zachem. One reason is we don't take the brown, because sometimes, most 90% of the times you open the brown, the mice it's open. Matthias. So why did I say Mechamit? the first day say Mi'ikar Adin Yiroiv, and the whole problem is you could open the Na'anuim. When you have the ground for that, open the Na'anuim.
The crazy glue.
The crazy glue. This is one Mahalach. This is the reason they take the... And they say it's a mile, there's no Niktam, there's no... No Chshoshes.
Ground,
it's not good. Why is, some people take it, some, the people that take it say, here we have an Esrog that is covered to the top, so it never got a bang. It's never got burned in the sun. This is their mile. This is their time.
Does
it come
from
burn? No. They call it Korah here. Not under, under, and top.
Why
do you have the chashish? So you don't see it.
Check.
Yeah. Well, so I may have saying, so this is the best in brown is okay. Now, the reason I have to take it brown is because, again, when you take off the brown, 95% is over. I check over 1,000 of them. I'm all a big fan, so I come by night, into my house, all the night, for 3 hours, I help him, I told him what to charge. In the meantime, I learn what I want to learn, I'll have a minute. I clean this where I give you a little bit. I took what I want, Now, so this is the reason I had to take, the reason he has to take. Now, so how they could take? So they say first, the Mishabur says, Nika, I've been doing this, Roy, this kosher. So maybe over there, guys, kosher. Second of all, the whole reason that a mute is possible because it's Na'anuim. And then there's another, a lot of Achronim hold that this brown, caused by its deer, is like a part of the tree. Now, it's a Briske Chumre. Normally when you take the Tiyamis, you take a glass and you look good, sometimes in the top part is a little brown inside. Okay. I call it submission to the Amos. So again, some people say, yeah, for sure it's a part of the leaf in the meantime. And again, and if you decide we're open for not open. And they say, no, call us command the lesson. It's open, and then it's possible.
The business
don't touch call. Even call in between the leaves, we don't take. We call in between the leaves, we make it, because Mishabu himself says, it's only a chumwen, we have some Yankees fish, it's like glue. And again, and some people say, call us mamish stock. But so this is the shadow. What is the tzur of our rovitz? And I never managed to find out clear. What says our rovitz? What says Mishkan our rovitz? Nothing I'm saying. The Mishnah says that if it's kecherem, it's possible. The shadow. What is the shear? It's like a sword. So it's like teeth. So everyone else, if it's very sharp teeth, we don't take it. Some people take very thin ones. So it looks like eucalyptus tree. Eucalyptus also, you know how the leaves of eucalyptus look. Eucalyptus trees.
Eucalyptus.
They're very, very... This is Mishkan HaRovitz. Some of the HaRovitz, Avi Nachum, look almost like that. So you have to know what I'm saying. Brown is a guy.
Where does brown come from?
Brown... What?
What is a brown guy?
Yeah, there's a lot of brown dots. No, this is honest. The Esrog has brown dots. He has black, he has red, he has... Red is a suffix.
And brown is
kosher. It's not mortal, it's kosher.
If it's been that it got
burnt
from the spray?
Could be, it's not because it's kosher. Brown is kosher because it's kosher.
But
if it got
burnt from the spray, it's kosher.
You have to see this. Why not?
What's the salt about it? Brown is
If there's a lot of dots, that if you can make a circle, it could be more from Roy, it's hard to pass on the bottom.
Connect the dots,
yes or no? The problem is that it's felt, first it's not nice, and one of the simonim from Murkiv was, not Murkiv, that they were evil. This is not only a question of this person. It came in from two reasons. For some people, Chusra especially, that was no chazakas. So people were marking in the simoni very strong.
What's with the knots? How many knots do you have to have, and then how the...
3, 4.
Permanent knot.
Kidai to do a starker knot.
What about the agala?
What?
The agala.
Wait, just with the ring.
Yeah. So you might have the top of
the ring. No, you could.
The question is, how many knots? It has to be the bitch. It has to be the loch that goes in.
No, not Bnei Yisrael.
Yeah, that's what I said. Yeah.
Not quite.
The slab is possible. We know it broke.
That's so what's his Gersa Chiddush?
Shaila, how to see it?
Yeah, he has to be a ring that goes in. Hafuk has a little claim to draw it out piece of wood. Hashem Echol and Asli God, he holds as a posh does it.
I won't hold, that's Mishnah Bua.
Probably ask if that's Asli God, if you're not hot dog.
Sure, I don't know, I don't know what.
When they fold them up,
you don't have to fold them. I'm just saying the sheer is that when you fold them, they match each other.
But if they touch to the stem, the bottom of the stem, so you can see.